With question 21, this one we're looking at an inference question. We're trying to say, what do we have perfect evidence for? And the key there is the word logically. So in this case, it's actually kind of a bummer. Basically, it says, if they start requiring residents to sort it, then they're going to start just throwing a bunch of their recyclable stuff away because they don't feel like it. And so you'll have more recyclables being buried in the landfill. Then it says, but if you don't do that, because of cost of having the city's workers do the sorting, sanitation department won't stay within its budget unless it's implemented. So that's saying if you don't implement the requirement, then the city can't stay within its budget. So pretty much we're either going to have over budget or we're going to have more recyclables in the landfill. Not the greatest situation. So, A, what do we know for sure? Most of the city's residents will continue to recycle even if it's implemented. We don't know that. We actually don't know that most of them will. We just know that many residents will put more recyclables in the trash. B, if they start requiring workers to sort or residents to sort it, then all of the residents who continue will sort. Again, the problem there is word strength. It's too strong. All of the residents. See, implementing the sorting requirement would not cause the annual cost to exceed its current annual cost. We don't know that. We don't know what's going to be the cost effect of implementing the sorting requirement. D, the amount of recyclables going to the landfill will increase if the sanitation department stays within its budget. Well, we actually know that, because if it stays within its budget, then that's going to mean that they did the sorting requirement. And we know that will increase the amount of recyclables going to the landfills. And so D is good, because essentially it's saying, well, if you do A, you get B, and if you don't do A, you get C. And so it's saying, well, if we don't do A, then we're going to get C. And so in this case, E is wrong. If the city implements the sorting, the sanitation will stay within its budget. Problem is, we know that if they don't implement it, it will go over budget, but that doesn't mean that if they do implement it, it will stay under. And so D is our correct answer there.